On the way next, brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church, and an opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking about what's going on and what will be coming up for you at Elder Care. Jennifer Ennis in to help us out from that. Good morning, Jennifer. Nice to have you in here today.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
Doing great. It's a good Thursday morning. Looks nice out there, sunshine, and other than whatever winds we're going to have, it's going to be a good day.
I would say so far this morning, it's not so bad as when I went to my car yesterday and I couldn't keep my door open. My groceries tried to fly away.
That's rough. Yeah, if you got two hands full, you're already trying to get the door open, and if the winds are not cooperating, you're just sorry, not going to happen.
Yeah, so take a lesson from me. If you're out and you're running air, do things small when the wind picks up later this afternoon again. I mean, those gusts can really catch you off balance. They can really knock you into your car a little bit, so you want to be careful. If you're not paying attention, they will get you off guard.
Balance is one of those things you're pretty cognizant of at Elder Care, aren't you?
We are. We really stress balance so much, and it really is. I mean, I'm sure if you've ever listened to me before on a Community Connection, I say it over and over, but a fall can risk your independence probably faster than many other things. You know, you can be healthy, spry, moving along, and then you fall and you break a foot, you break a kneecap, you hurt a hip, anything like that, even a really sore muscle or a torn ligament, something that you think is pretty easily healed. Well, it was maybe when you were 20 or 30. And as we get older, those things take much longer to heal. They are much harder. Physical therapy is often needed then. And so you've got a prescription, and it can just really risk your independence. It can slow you down. It can make you not as active, and then you're not being as social, and now you're maybe getting depressed. And I mean, I know that's a big picture, but it can happen.
It can.
It's a slippery slope, and sometimes that slope fall is just right there with one fall, not keeping on top of it. And so we always encourage people, pay attention to what you're doing. We're getting out and about in the yard a lot more. Spring is coming, so just pay attention. Be careful. And then if you're finding yourself off balance or just not as steady as you used to be, or just curious sometimes, our physical therapy area, we offer free balance screenings all the time. Usually it's by appointment. You got to call, you got to schedule it, you come in, do a 15-minute assessment, and we're going to tell you on a scale of low to high where you're at for a risk of a fall. Mm-hmm. And if you're kind of on that higher end, what can you do? Would it be physical therapy? Would it be some exercises at home that improve balance? Because we want you up, we want you mobile, we want you socializing, we want you having fun, so that your life and your retirement is everything you wanted it to be.
That's a good idea. I like that. You know, and that's kind of a lot of the reasons we talk about some of the things like golden opportunities and some of the other things that are just part of what goes on at Elder Care. And I hadn't really considered that it does start with that balance check.
It does. It can very well start with that. And so, I mean, and if anything, okay, so you just retired and you're finding yourself to be slightly unsteady, but you don't need Elder Care because you don't know what we do. Well,
that's for old people.
That's for old people. We do simple things like that. It's just a balance check. And so maybe you come and you do that, and you can learn about all the other things. And maybe in 10 years or 12 years when you find a need, we're here to help. And so we encourage everyone, whether you're retired, whether you're going to retire in 5 years, whether you have a parent who's retired, to come and find out what we do. Because at any point you might have a neighbor or a family member or yourself, and you need a resource. And mm-hmm. So we're there to be a resource. And if anything, just come learn about us. We love to meet new people. We love to talk about all the programs we have. We love to let our community know what we have, because we're here for the community. The community has been here for us over and over when it came to building our building, when it comes to donating medical equipment, when it comes to our barbecue every year and supporting us. And that's so that we can go back and be out for our community. So come see us. You missed our open house.
Take out your phone right now or your notebook, however you keep track of your appointments. Just pull over. It's okay. Find yourself a little parking place if you're driving to work. Pull over. Take out your phone and get your calendar out, because we're going to give you a couple of dates here, like the next open house.
Yeah, the next general open house we have that talks about all of our programs. We do coffee. We do a pastry for breakfast. It's May 2nd. So you just missed it. It's always the first Monday of the month.
Yeah.
But May 2nd at 10 a.m., you can come learn about Elder Care, see what we have going on. If you don't want to wait until May 2nd, we have a really great open house coming up on April 12th. So
that's a week from Tuesday.
It's a week from, well, it's this Tuesday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's this Tuesday, so just a couple days away. We are actually really excited to welcome Dr. Walter Lahara as our medical director of our Center for Aging Health and Neuro Health clinic there at Elder Care. And so we're having an open house for you to come and meet Dr. Lahara and say welcome to him, as well as get an opportunity to talk with Dr. Josh Lindblom in our physical therapy area. We just talked about that. You can come meet who does those balance screenings and works with our physical therapy department. And we're excited because we want to start talking a lot more about the information and the support services we have for Alzheimer's, for Parkinson's, all the treatments that are available for Parkinson's disease. This is something that is Dr. Lahara's specialty. It's what he really focuses on, and we want the community to come, say hello, and while you're there, you can learn about all the other programs that we have.
Well, in Parkinson's, it's kind of, it's been around for a while. It's not a new condition, but over the past, you picked a number of years, 5, 7, 10 years, several celebrities have come out and mentioned that they, you know, are affected in some way or another by Parkinson's. St. Louis Cardinal broadcaster, one of the guys that has had Parkinson's for a number of years, but is not doing the away games anymore. Mike Shannon's just going to do the home games this year because Parkinson's is limiting his travel.
It does. I mean, and there's a lot of questions, you know, what is Parkinson's? What does it affect? How does it affect my life? How may it affect my loved one's life? I mean, it's one of those diseases, like a lot, that it's not just about the patient. It's about the family and how any kind of medical problem can really affect you as a whole family and caregivers and children and loved ones. And so we're not just encouraging people who maybe have Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's or just want to learn about Dr. Lahara to come, but we're encouraging your families to come, to come and find out what we have. Or if you've never even know what we had and it's not specific, but you want to come, we're going to have plenty of people coming and talking about Daybreak. We're going to have tours going on throughout the evening that you can take a little tour of Elder Care. It's not as extensive as our one on May 2nd, but you'll get the same sense. You'll have tons of staff members there to ask questions. You can learn about our Brighter Living program, our Golden Opportunities program. We're going to have a little bit of everything out there, and we're inviting the entire community to come say hello. It is, again, April 12th. That's next Tuesday, and it's from 5 to 7. It's a come and go, so come in, say hello, pick up some information, chat with us for a while, and you can leave whenever you want to.
Sounds like a great deal. And then the regular May 2nd open house starts at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Starts at 10
a.m. Starts at 10, okay.
Yeah, usually 10, and it's about 30 minutes, 45 minutes long. It takes a little bit of time to kind of cover everything, but it's a great time to bring your questions to. So we love lots of questions. We always get little oddballs that we didn't even think about, so we always have new answers. But bring your questions, bring your loved ones. And again, maybe it's not time, but at least you'll know what we have. So when the time comes, you'll know where to reach out to, and a friendly face and a familiar program.
Sound like a great deal. We will continue talking with Jennifer about the people, programs, services, and how you can get plugged into Elder Care as we continue in just a moment on K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, continuing our time this morning, talking about elder care, and gee whiz, April followed by May, which includes Mother's Day weekend. That means we got an invitation for everybody to come out to the barbecue.
Absolutely. So if you don't know, the good, the bad, the barbecue, it's Elder Care's annual fundraiser. We do one a year. It's always Mother's Day weekend, and that's because we get the opportunity to honor the Mullendore family and their mother, who has always been so gracious of hosting us out there. It's a great time.
Catchy's great people. Yeah,
absolutely. And so we're excited to do it. That means it's May 7th this year. Mm-hmm. So it's out at the Crossbell Mullendore Ranch. And if you don't know where that is, it's kind of over by Copan, you know, past the dam a little bit. We've got a great map on your ticket if you need it.
Yep.
You can look on the back. And if you're from Oklahoma, you can read the map really well.
Just take 75 north, go to Copan, turn left onto State Highway 10, go past the Copan Dam. But if you get to the Hula Dam, you went too far.
Absolutely. I actually, a real quick funny story. I had a gentleman call me who's not from the area, and he wanted to know how to get out there. I said, well, there's the map on the back of the ticket. And he said, well, that map's for Oklahomans. You're going to have to be a lot more specific because I don't know what that is. I'm not from the area. And I thought, well, you're right. It's probably, you know, really common for us who are here. But if you can't get out there, you don't know how to do it, call us. We'll give you a little bit more instructions than our map on the back. But most people have always found us. We've not really had a hard time on that.
Haven't had to send the Osage County Sheriff out too many times looking for people. Huh?
No, not at all. So the good, the bad, the barbecue, what we do out there is we have lots of fun. We have Gypsy Twang and our wonderful Western band this year that's going to be out again playing for us.
I would say they were the band last year, so people know what the music's going to be. Come out and have some fun on the dance floor.
Yeah, and then we have a good old Dink's Barbecue out there. Who doesn't love some good barbecue for dinner? And
yeah,
you can enjoy that, as well as some silent and live auctions that happen throughout the evening. And then really just a lot of socializing and being out there. And it's a beautiful place if you've never even been out there.
It is a great place to be. And every year it seems like the tent gets bigger. You've got more, you need to make room for more people, which is a wonderful thing. But the live auction, it is just fun to see, you know, all the different things that are being auctioned off from, I don't know for sure because I haven't seen the list, but typically there's a nice piece of jewelry or two, something, some work of art. And some great trips like Dallas Cowboys or something at, I don't know, one of the Angel Fire or something like that out there. Or dinner for you and 49 of your closest friends. It's in one of those things, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we always have lots of great auction items out there, great things. I don't want to give them away. So next month when I come, I want you all to tune in because I'm going to really do a good preview of what we have for sale because it's going to be just a couple of days before the barbecue and we're going to hold our tongue until then, and then I'm going to pretty much, that's all we're going to talk about a lot next time, is what do we have at the barbecue. Remind you, if you hadn't bought tickets, to go ahead, you can do that now. They're already on sale, our tickets, and what those are $65 a person. Mm-hmm. For an individual ticket, or you know what, why don't you bring seven of your closest friends with you, buy a table for $800.
Yeah.
You get to sit together, we'll put your name on the table so no one else can take your table from you. And you'll have a great place to sit for the night. And those are on sale now. So don't wait. You can purchase them anytime. You can purchase them up to the day of the barbecue. We'll let you do that. But we prefer you purchase them a little early so we get your name on the guest list. We can make sure we're not, you know, we have enough chairs. We always have enough chairs. So don't let that concern you. But, you know, it's always good to know who's coming before the day before. So, you know, a little early planning is good.
Yeah, and you have a separate tent for the silent auction items. And out there, I mean, all kinds of just great things that people have picked up on buys from the community, items donated by area businesses. And again, whether it's a basket of wines and cheeses or something like that, or maybe a membership from a country club or fitness or something like that. So
yeah,
some good stuff.
Our silent auction is so diverse. We love it. And honestly, we could not do this event if it wasn't for our community support. The local businesses here, they are just fabulous to donate things. We get to showcase them. If you do not shop local, you should. There are so many wonderful places here in town that have such a community spirit, and they take care of you. And, you know, if you need your roof fixed or you're just looking for clothes, shop local, because I'm telling you, they care about you. And you're going to get the best service that you can. And we get it from our barbecue, but just from an individual standpoint, we have a wonderful community and we should really invest in it. And we're so happy to be here and to have the support of our community and they buy tables and we all come out and have a good time.
It is. It's a great time. And, you know, you're right. And I didn't think this was going to turn into a shop local, but it's a great deal. If you buy, you know, you buy something from out of town someplace, it's a major purchase, and you got a great price on it, we'll say hypothetically. But then when you need service, you know, on it, are they going to come in from wherever it is you bought it, or come in from online dealer and fix it for you? No, you're going to have to go to the local, you know, somebody that's already here in town. So
absolutely.
Why not start off that way and not feel so guilty when you have to call them up and say, hey, can you fix my whatever it is? You know.
Yeah, and it's the same. You know, I'm gonna piggyback off that with your donation. Buying a ticket for the barbecue coming out, you know, that is tax deductible for you. It's a donation for part of that ticket, but you're supporting a local community nonprofit, you know, and any fundraiser you go, that's what you're doing. And we put all of our money back into our community because that's what's important to us. And so we encourage you to come out and really just have a good time, get to know us. We love that. This year we changed a couple things, Charlie, about our barbecue and that kind of the operations, how it works. You know, we didn't change the foundation because it's so good.
Right.
But this year you can actually buy your tickets online.
Eldercarebarbecue.com?
Eldercarebarbecue.com, absolutely. You can go on to .com, .org, either one will get you there.
Okay.
But we're really excited about that because you used to have to call us to get an individual ticket. We'd then, you know, take your name, take your information. You'd send us a check. We'd send you your tickets in the mail. We'd hope they wouldn't get lost. There was a little bit of stuff. You can still do that. We're totally open to talking to everyone on the phone. But if you are a little bit more tech savvy, log on again, www.eldercarebarbecue. It's BBQ. .org. You can purchase one ticket. You can purchase as many tickets as you want. You can even purchase a reserved table of eight for $800 on that website. You go on. It's all online. You'll get an email. It's going to give you a map to the barbecue. It's going to give you tickets to print off for you and every one of your guests that comes. It's also going to give you now the ability to register your guests online. We really need to get as many people's names as we can on who's coming out. You know, we have a guest list. We check you in at the gate. We check you in at the front table for your bid number. It's really hard to do if we don't have your name.
Yeah, it
is. And so you can now go on that same website. At the very top of it says guest list registration. You click on it. You fill out a quick form. You're done. You're ready to go. And so we're trying to make this as easy as possible. So if someone bought you tickets and gave them to you and you're like, well, how's my name going to be on the list? Yeah. Don't worry. Just go register it online. We've got you taken care of. So we've already had lots of people use it. They've said it's been great. It's been easy. We're really glad for that. So check it out. It's got lots of information about our event as well.
You're really trying to make it easy for people to have fun, aren't you?
We are. We're trying to make it easy for them to have fun, and we're trying to make it easy for them to purchase things. And that's the other thing we changed this year. If you have ever been out there, there's a lot of auction items. There's a lot of people. Sometimes that checking out process for your item got a little long, mm-hmm. got a little boring to stand in line, and it could get frustrating sometimes if we were having some technical difficulties. And so we're always trying to improve that to make it a better experience. So this year you can express pay when you first check in. And what that means is you'll check in, you'll get your bid number, you come over to our express pay table, you're going to hand me your credit card or your debit card, I'm going to swipe it through my system, I'm going to save it, and you're done. And at the end of the night, if you purchased a silent auction item or a live auction item, you don't have to stand in line to check out, because we're going to run your credit card the following day when we get back to our offices. You're just going to take your item. You're going to go home. We'll email you a receipt as long as you provide us an email address. You're done. No more long lines, hopefully. None of that, you know, did I win and how long do I have to wait?
You still need to go back and check, because if you're not the winning item when the time is out on the silent auction, you want to get your name down again.
Yeah, well, and you don't want to take someone's item, even if you thought you won. That's a bad thing. But we are trying so hard to make this as friendly and user. So the point is that you have fun and you're not worried about how checkout's going to go or how check-in's going to go. Put your name on the guest list. Give me your credit card when you first get there. It's a closed system, so there's no chance of it getting stolen. We're not on wireless, so it makes people feel much better about that.
Yeah.
Give us a little grace, as it's our first year, and we're so idealistic that it's going to work out perfectly, and I'm sure there'll be a couple hitches, but we're so excited about this process. Again, come to the barbecue May 7th. buy your tickets now on eldercarebbq.org. Come to our open house on April 12th. Come find out about Dr. Lahara, have a chance to talk to him, find out about our programs, pick up a new Golden Opportunities brochure, new trips, new classes, all kinds of things going on. I mean, we're just having a really good, busy time.
Wow. How can we get along without elder care? It's amazing. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming in. And again, a couple of important dates this Tuesday. And then, of course, get your tickets now. And we'll see you Saturday or Mother's Day weekend at the Mullendore Crossbell Ranch.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us in. And again, watch the wind today. No falling over. Watch your balance.
There you go.
Come get a screening if you need to. We just we always have to keep people on their toes because you never know what's going to happen.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to find out what's been going on around the state of Oklahoma as we check with the ONN for news from around the state. But again, that's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. Community Connection brought to you this morning, as always, by First Baptist Church.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. Another drop in.